bless you, Lord. We lift our hands to you. Lift your hands to him tonight. We worship you. We glorify your name. Best in our lives, the Most High God. We are here because of you, and we honor you tonight. We honor you. We honor you. I honor you. I glorify you. Glorify, you can sit down. I am a glorify your name. You can sit down. Thank you. Oh, it's beautiful for all situations.
Yes,
King of all the earth, we bow before you. We bow before you. We glorify the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. Oh.
Blessed be your name.
Oh,
blessed be the one
Tonight is the only one who can set before us a table right in our enemy's presence. The table is not set when our enemies are not around. It set the table while our enemies are present. For the light shines in the midst of darkness. It's in the midst of darkness the light is shining. For the darkness cannot overcome and comprehend the light. For the enemies can only watch us at the table. So we lift our hands and say, you are the one that can make that happen. Right in the enemy's presence. You spread before us a table. Blessed be your name. You are worthy of the honor and praise tonight. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we clap our hands for Jesus, somebody here tonight? Thank you. Don't go yet. Let's sing a song. I was supposed to sing it last week, but we didn't do it. I think I sent it to them. Jerry, you got the song? We Fall Down. Do we have it? Prepare there. Let me ask them. If not, we just... I think I sent it to them. Did you have it last week? Did you? Yeah. They got it for us on the screen. Hallelujah. Let me see what we can do. Mr. Sam, you're welcome. Love to have you in the house. Thank you. Boladi, come and help me with the wire. It says, we fall down. We lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. So much. Says the next line says, the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. How beautiful. You know the song now? Okay. We'll try. I thought you know it all. We lay our crown at the feet of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love. And the okay, I'll play for you. So instead of just, it's just a very simple song. But I just love that we fall down at the feet. Praise God. Let me see if we can. All right, are we ready? Give us some volume. Thank you. Simple song. Got it. Let's sing. Let's see. I think one more time. Try it.
Yes, sir.
Simple song.
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus.
The greatness.
The greatness of mercy and love at the feet.
Let's go through it one more time.
Jesus.
We.
We lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus.
The greatness of
the greatness of mercy and love at the feet.
All right, you can sing it yourself.
Of Jesus.
Let me hear your voice. Come on. I cry, holy, holy. You are the Lamb, the only one who rescued us, who ransomed our lives. So we come with our adoration this evening. We say, Lord, have it all. Have it all. We just come, all our heart, some of us with burdens, struggles, some of us with laughter, joy, seeing what you've done for us. All the same, we all come. And we say, Lamb upon the throne. Let's bless him. Bless Lamb upon the throne.
You're the Lamb upon the throne. Lamb upon the throne.
Power. louder. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed. Glory forevermore to your name. And honor.
Power and might.
Be unto Lord.
Your throne, O God. Your throne. Your throne, O God. The greatest place in the universe. The best place in the universe. The most wonderful sight of the universe. Thank you for access to your throne. Thank you that we can come with all boldness. Thank you, there's nothing lacking. There's nothing insufficient. Oh, we bless you. Lift your hands. Kabarasho da valina tala dira kashoda. Kubarada de standada kashoda. Marvelous is your name. No one is your equal. We just come this night to just celebrate you and let you know you are our biggest, you are our greatest, you are our highest. We don't have to have any reason to come. You are our reason. You are our reason. You are our life. Oh, thank you for everyone here today, young and old, boys and girls, men and women, attracted to your throne, welcomed by your presence. We love you. Thank you for who you are in our lives. Oh, we love you. We love you. Thank you. Thank you. You can stand up and give him glory. Come on. Lift your hands. Let's bless him in the spirit. Oh, you are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. We come to your house. We come to bless you, Lord. You've been so good, so wonderful in our lives. Thank you for the track you put us on. Thank you for the blessing that you load us daily with. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Sufficient one. It's the one that's more than my daily bread. Towards my necessity. Beautiful, beautiful is your name. Everlasting, never ending.
You are forevermore. You are.
Yes, Lord.
You are worthy, Lord of all.
Yeah.
Everlasting God.
Everlasting.
Never ending.
You are forevermore.
You are holy.
Yeah.
You are holy. You're worthy.
You are worthy, Lord of all.
Yeah. forever. Wow, glory. It can last forever. Your Father is everlasting, and you have an everlasting life. Glory! Whatever it is, we will outlast it. We will see the end of it. Because everlasting is the one. Somebody beside you, I have everlasting God. Everlasting. Sit down. Everlasting. Everlasting. Isaiah 40. Wow. Verse 28. Have you not known? Question from the prophet. Have you not heard? The everlasting God. The Lord. The creators of the ends of the earth. Neither faint, nor is weary. It's understanding. Can't get to the bottom of it. You know, people are getting weary now. Government are getting tired. They devise one way. People go behind and do something else. And you know, I was just told this afternoon, everybody's done in tools. They told me, some people are not longer working. Some trade associations say they shop it because they can't predict the dollars. Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? I love next verse. It gives power to the weak. Anybody here weak? Have you ever had, you know, sometimes some things bother me when I see a program and they say, empowered by Rock Foundation Church. We're not empowering anything. I can't empower anything. I don't get that sauce, man. I'm not power bank. Praise God. It gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. You are not in the game. You are not the controller. Can I make you laugh? When petrol went up, my driver said, Daddy, I wish I'd bought fuel. I said, where will you keep it? For how long? Backyard? You been in a filling station? No, there was one thing about the last, the Bible said, and that man of sin will weary the saint of the Most High. You know the meaning of that? Sometimes when trouble is just acute, moment, you just, boom. Remember all of us, COVID, when COVID came, we all were spiritual. Auntie, I mean, we all just, boom. Am I right? All believe Psalm 91. But you see, that kind of thing is not really the problem. The problem is the one that is slow, and like water dropping, to. When it's just like downpour, you can dash out and go hide somewhere. But when it's to, you know when you get wet. And to those who have no might, what does he do? Tell yourself, I receive increase of strength for this hour. I receive increase of strength for this hour. I receive increase. He gives power. That's present tense. So I welcome power and I welcome strength. I welcome increase of strength. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes my mind tells me, how long will you encourage these people in the face of all this? And aha, everlasting, never ending. It'll never end. So the devil cannot come with anything that will end our courage. Oh, by the way, let's talk about those ones who feel like they are the end of it all. Let's go to you. Just saw you in my spirit. Chapter 1, 2 Corinthians. Coming back there. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Glory to Jesus. Somebody lift you and say, Father, you are my strength. Ah, my God, you are empowering me. Every sort of weakness in my life, you are bringing your power to be there. You are bringing your power to bear. Oh, glory. Tell yourself, I'm getting empowered as I worship. Oh, thank you, Lord. So no one can worship for me. Come. You know, I want to read, but I sense we should just sing. Don't worry, I've not forgotten you. You are feeling you are the end. But no one can take my worship from me. I know no one can worship for me. Please put them on. Yeah.
And no one can worship you for me.
Whoa.
For all the things you do.
Sing it again. Sing it again. You for me.
Worship.
Bring your worship tonight. Bring your worship.
Oh,
receive my word. Nothing else will take my worship. Here is my worship.
Receive.
Sing it again. Here is my worship. All of my world. Receive. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey. Yes, Lord. Can I hear your voice? Instrument? Leave it. Let's do it. Yes, Lord. As long as I am breathing, I will. Let me hear your voice. One more time. One more time.
Worship.
Oh.
I will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when Joseph, when Job was hit by everything, he fell on his face and worshipped. There was no trouble then. It's when he stopped worshiping and started talking to his friends that was elongated for several months. And as long as they kept talking, nothing was happening. Man to man can't go very far, but man to God makes all the difference. And when God comes to man, it makes all the difference in the world. Hallelujah. Remember his sister, yeah, Sister Nduka, years ago. Everything was falling apart in her life. Her husband messed up everything. But she got a place of unreasonableness. How many of you remember Miss Nduka? Remember Miss Nduka? She just surprisingly showed up in worship. Every Friday, she just fall on her knees and worship, and worship, and worship, and worship, and worship, and worship all the troubles out. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. See, worship is a place of unreasonableness. It's no longer reasonable. No longer reasonable. I'm no longer reasonable. I don't. What am I going to say? So I sing. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory. Tell your neighbor, just worship. Huh? Tell him, I didn't hear you. Just worship. Oh, glory. Tell the Lord, you can have my worship. Satan wanted Jesus' worship so badly. He said, just once. Bow down. He said, get behind me, Satan. Know this, no matter how difficult. Here is my worship. All of
my worship.
Receive
my worship. All of my
Somebody
worship.
Lift your hands. Let's clap them for the Lord of God, God of glory. So clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Paul and Silas came to the end, they just worship. Give him glory. Sit down. Oh, hallelujah. His sister was telling me, just last Wednesday, he said, I just got tired. I just wonder how my life will turn out. All my mates have gone beyond me, profession, because something didn't clear. Says I came to church. Said we're just finishing up. Reverend said, I started calling my name without mentioning my name. You know, Reverend said, you don't have to, people have passed you. He said, he stopped up and said, God's calling my name. God's talking to me. Say, you know what? The Lord will restore the years for you. The other canker woman is eating. She left up and said, that's me. I know because before I came here, I was bothered. I was wondering, what's he going to do? Then she told me how God started restoring the years. The qualifications she can never have by herself. God opened the door another way, another thing, and blessed her. Oh, glory to Jesus. Tell yourself, he knows my ways. Ha, glory. He knows my name. As a song like that. You know, I'm really getting to the service. Honestly, we just can camp here for the next couple of hours. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Don't be moved.
He knows and knows my name.
He knows my name.
He knows your name.
He knows my every thought.
He knows my
He knows my
every
one more time. He
knows. He knows my name.
He knows my name.
Hallelujah. He knows my thoughts.
He knows my every thought.
My Father sees each tear.
He sees each tear.
And he hears me.
And hears me when I call.
Hallelujah. You see, there can be no other universe like this. There can be another universe like this where the greatest person is concerned about the smallest detail about our lives. Think about that. The greatness of galaxies are not concerned about our life. The sun in its glory doesn't care about your little stop over here, but the God of the universe that billions and trillions of angels attend to, he's concerned about each one of us. What a God we have. Sing that one song one more time before we start. He knows.
He knows my name.
He knows.
More than anything else. That's anything I like. My foundation is this. My God is a personal God. My God cares about me. And even when things don't look like it, I call those things liars. And then I woke up one morning and then you see the sun behind the cloud. Have you been here before? You see the sun. How many of you have been here before? Or I look up once in a while because you have to have solar to run. So you see the cloud just covering the sun. But give you some time. The cloud's going to move. The sun won't move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget this fact. You're not forgotten. Worship is not for God. Just for God. Because he wants to be. No, worship is for us to look at our Father again. And in that look, it will remind us that I won't quit over your life. You know, as we are closing this service, I'm sensing something that is quite personal. I'm sensing that we all will go home on our own. And we will have things that we're looking forward to or some things we are trying to get away from. But the Lord is telling me, as we tell you, I'm involved. I'm involved. I'm involved. I'm not an outsider looking in into your life. So that when you come to worship, I pay attention to you. No. I'm not trying to pay attention to you when you come to worship. You are the one paying attention to me. I'm always having my attention on you. You know, God said, will a sucking mother forget his child? Don't believe that bastard thought. Use that word carefully. Believe that bastard thoughts. It's a bastard thought. What's God doing? What's this going on? When will he? No. You need to put a spring in your step. And I know. He who watches over the sparrow. Hey. Pastor, yes, Pastor, come over here and then say things like this. You think I don't face things too? You think I don't get through issues too? But let me use the words with. Damn the consequences and just believe God. And just follow. And as of last time, he's still faithful. So clap your hands for Jesus there. You know, let me pull Pastor Sam's leg a little bit. You know, we had a strange issue yesterday. You know, he just said, "Heaven, let's go out to go and eat. Food is not my domain. All of you know that." So I said, "All right." Pastor Sam is asking me, "Let's go." When I entered the car, where do we go? I told myself, "You're asking the wrong man." Food, everything will do. I said, "Sorry, my wife is not here. We all the joy." So we entered the car. I said, "Let's go to where we should go." Now, he was trusting God to go to the best restaurant in town. Huh? And he's talking to the wrongest man. What's wrong, wronger? I mean, wrongest. But we enter the car, we started going. Then I said, "Okay, let's go to that place we're going." And as we were going, I just felt, go somewhere. That somebody took me to, I didn't even enter the place. He just said, "Reverend, let me buy something for you." I said, "I don't want anything." So he went through that one place and we parked. And I sat down in the car because I don't want to go out. So he came back with some nylon bag. Gave me. Till today, I don't remember what's in the nylon bag. I just got home, dropped it there. So I said, "Pastor Sam, let's." So we entered. Housing. Started going. He was believing God for the best restaurant. I'm just going. And we got there. One of the finest restaurants in town. We had Thai food or some Thailand food. It's not my dream. I just don't pick anything. Whatever's on the plate, I'll eat it. And something strange happened. You know, we first things. I was in dire need of money. Something I had to just pay off, that the money was not just there. Pastor Sam sat down and he was begging me to take money from him that I must not spend for anybody else but myself. And I said, "You know," he said, "I'm warning you now. I'm telling you." Sorry for exposing this, forgive me. Badly. You don't know the way I live my life. This is the way I live my life. I just step out like that. And if God doesn't rescue, I'm going to sink like this. I do all kinds of things. I just do things like that. And I know that, man, if God doesn't come and rescue, I'm in trouble. And I just said, "Just take this. Just take this." And I said, "Lord, you really care? You really care? By the way, I'm just his servant. You are his sons. I'm serving you. If you care about the servant, I'm not the sons." Huh? Just took that. Say, "Lord, thank you." You know, that's why, don't blame anybody for not carrying your body. You have a body bearer. You have a body bearer. Sometimes you call somebody, "Please do something, and they don't do something for you. You cannot say what they want. Everlasting. Never ending. You know, Joseph told that man, "Please, when you get to the throne and you promote, wait, let's close like this. What will he tell Joseph? What will he tell Pharaoh? He got back to the, "Yeah, Pharaoh, before we go on, when he promoted me, there was a boy in prison. What's the boy? His boy's name Joseph. Uh-huh. How did he get there? Through Potiphar, your CSO. Uh-huh. Call me Potiphar. Potiphar, enter." You know what we listen? What recommendation? We say, "Let me call my wife in." they will multiply his prison terms. Huh? What multiplies? And you know what? It will affect bad. He knows my name. Knows where you are. I've survived to this hour simply because of God. I can testify to that. I've had all kinds of things happen to me. From accidents to my wife missed a plane crash by minutes. Hear me? Glory. Oh, hallelujah. So as you go home, you are not going home alone. The one you are worshiping, still there for you. Years ago in my younger days, I was going to a church. My house was on this side. Church I was going to was toward the house. On my way to church, I remember that I didn't lock my door. So I'm thinking, Lord have mercy. Every thief in town will be heading toward my door. I just had this simply in my spirit. The God you are worshiping in church is the keeper of your house. Oh, glory. The God you are worshiping in church is making moves you never know anything about right now. God is not locked in here. It's all over the universe for your sake. So I just want you to know that as we close this worship, he has not finished. We are only giving our attention to him. He has been giving us attention all the time. So get up on your feet. And as we leave, let's get out of here. Don't forget that. You are not, it's not standing before you. You are standing before him. In all that you do. That's why the song says, I stand in all of you. As we leave here, don't forget that he cares about you. He knows you. He knows what to do with your life. He knows who to move. Just. I stand
in awe of you.
As we go home.
Oh, I stand in awe.
Sing it again. I stand.
Yes, I stand and I stand.
Holy God.
You're the Holy God.
To whom?
All praise
is I stand.
I stand.
Lift your hands and sing with me.
Hallelujah.
one more time. Across.